Nicely with Martin Besser.
That could say, just back from, freshly back from the Olympic Games in Paris, did us so incredibly proud. Coach Rocco Meyring, the guy you see him there on the side, and representing some of our greatest swimmers. How many were representing this year? I mean, you're so proud. We only spoke about two, but you've got quite a squad.
Five qualified.
Hey.
So that's a lot for me. And we had three that got close.
That is incredible. But how well will you do at our Olympic quiz? It is Team Breakfast versus Team Tix this morning.
Ready.
Felicity watched the entire games.
Yeah.
Peter, well. Rocco, she watched everything. You guys were in a bubble. There were no TVs, no social media. So, yeah.
Okay.
Kola Nchinga is our actual head of sport.
No pressure.
Here.
Head of sport of the world.
Of Jacaranda.
Thanks.
Okay, so I'm going to get a bit of a dramatic... I don't want to overdo it, but I felt this. All right, so... You've got your sounds. If you know the answer, you sound your sound. In which Olympic... You can watch this live on TikTok, everybody. Good morning on TikTok. In which Olympic sport is one of the tricks a tabletop?
Oh, I think maybe me.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, is it sound a whistle now?
Sound yes. A whistle now. Right, okay. I was overruled.
A
In
tabletop?
Which Olympic sport is one of the tricks a tabletop?
One of the tricks.
I think it might be skateboarding.
Oh, you're so close.
Is it? Oh, it's the BMXing.
Yes!
Yeah! How did you know that? Well, well, well.
Thank you, Tia.
By the way, if you weren't swimming, what else would you be doing?
I would be fighting in the UFC.
You
really?
No, I'm joking. I like following it, though. But I probably wouldn't be fighting
You've
in the
done
UFC.
A bit of boxing.
I've been liking basketball.
Basketball?
Yeah, recently. Right. Yeah.
The next question. Are Malong and Fan Zhendong table tennis players or long jumpers? Yes, Team Breakfast.
Definitely table tennis.
Yes!
Yes.
Yay!
Which,
these are very competitive guys. I'm just so that you know. We want them back.
Which breakdancer did the kangaroo hop and sprinkler? Okay, I heard Peter.
Okay, Raygun.
Yeah!
Yes!
That's right. By the way, we also did her routine.
And we tried.
It was world class. It was really good.
Next question. What happens when you leave the pierced in fencing? I hope I say that right.
When you leave the pieced?
Pieced. Oh, that's what I was
going to
say.
In fencing. Isn't that... make the whistly thing. Thank you. Isn't that when you step outside of the boundaries when you're busy fencing? You've left the pieced?
Yeah.
What? Yes. Felicity. Wow. She should be head of sport.
Wow. She literally, she gave us a heads up. She watched the entire.
Yeah,
I love the Olympics.
The last question is worth a bonus 5 points.
Wow. Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, the last question is worth a bonus 5 points.
So all of that meant nothing.
We're gonna take it all now.
By the way, does this sound trigger you?
Yes.
Oh, does it? Okay.
He almost dived into the computer.
Yeah. Yeah. Rocco's twitching. He's like,
oh. All right, team talk, team breakfast.
Yes.
Don't stuff it up.
Okay. Right. Thank you, coach.
All right. Why did French pole vaulter Anthony Ammirati bump the bar?
Beep.
For bonus 5 points, I heard Team Tix first.
I think this one should be Rocco to answer this one.
Thanks, Peter. if it is the famous pole vaulter that I'm thinking of, it is because a bodily part came in the way and caused the... I don't know, the bar to fall. The crossbar to fall.
You know what? I literally never want to hear you explain it again.
Yay!
Guys, thanks for being here this morning and having a lot of fun with us. I really do appreciate you. South Africa salutes you, supports you, wishes you much love to you and your families. Welcome back home. Enjoy all die vleis wat jy wil hê, Pieter, terug in Suid-Afrika. Rocker, all the best again for the next one in Los Angeles. It's going to be a massive, massive one as well. I'm sure you're looking forward to that. You're going to take a bit of a break. Bikkie vakansie vat asseblief. Coach Rocco. Yeah. Do you ever take a bit of a break?
Mm-mm. Yes, I do. I do.
You're lying.
Peter he just says.
Is there one more phone call quickly? Okay. Who's this on the line? Good morning.
Hello.
Who's that?
Dis Darby.
Hello Darby, hoe gaan met jou?
Baie gedankie en self.
Lekker, dankie. Jy weet, Rocco het nie baie gesmaal vanoggend, maar nou smile hy.
Ja.
Ek het vir hom 'n WhatsApp gestuur om te sê hy moet bietjie chirp up daar by die show.
sê gou vir almal wie jy is.
Ek is Tabi, ek is Rocco se oudste dogter.
Hoe trots op jou pa is jy nie?
Ek is ongelooflik trots op hom. Baie, baie trots op hom. Hy het 4 kinders, ons is allemaal vreselijk trots op hom.
Dit is amazing. Hy moet nou seker maak, hy vat 'n bietjie van 'n breek, hoor.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Tabi.
Ja, hy moet nou 'n bietjie kom rit. Ja.
Ek sien op jou boodskap het gesê, iemand in hierdie, wel, iemand is jou pa, word 'n oupa vir die eerste keer.
Oh.
Ja, hy doen. He's becoming a grandfather for the first time in 2 weeks.
Yay!
Dis al kind. Dis my eerste kleinkind. Dis Tabi's kindgeboorte in September.
Oh,
yay.
Wow. Tabi, does he
hopefully ever... she'll also be a swimmer.
I was just about to say, does he ever coach you?
No. None of his kids swam with him. There's a reason for it.
Dad is enough. You don't need coach dad.
Yeah, pa Rocco is genoeg. Ons het nie coach Rocco ook nodig.
Well, listen, all the best met die eerste die kind van julle en opa Rocco, enjoy every single moment. Yeah. Gentlemen, it's great to see you again. We are so proud of you. South Africa is so proud of you, Pieter. Just keep going, my friend.
Thank you.
We are so proud of you. Coach Rocco, we salute you.
Yes, we do.
Thank you very much, Pieter.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.